Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva. And this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're talking about refocusing. Before we do that, though, I want to talk to you about your mail. Because we all know that getting offers into the hands of people with land that you want to buy is crucial to the success of our business. And there's no better or cheaper way to do that than Rocket Print and Mail. Justin and I both run our business on it and couldn't be happier. It's quick, easy, and by far the most effective way to get your letters out. So go check them out at rocketprintandmail.com/casualfridays.
Did you see the building surrounded by police officers?
I was actually going to say that. I was going to use that one.
Were you?
Yeah, that's funny. That's really funny.
It was a good.
No, I didn't.
No. Because we're about to kill this podcast.
Did you laugh about that?
I did. The guy was just laughing so hard before he got started. I thought it was it was quite humorous to see. And he goes, "I'm so high." So
oh, he did. At the very end. I read it.
Okay. You were listening. You were watching it early or late night while she's sleeping next to you.
Yeah.
Do you want to wake her up?
Yeah.
Man, exciting week.
Because?
I want to send a shout out to JT over at Your Land Loans. And it is a testament to the people that do this business, and they do it because they want to just give back and do good stuff. And it was a beta tester for JT. Man, was that back in the day when did he start working on? I'm trying to think if we were at your apartment and he brought the idea to us. It was before we got to the office here. Or did we get that information here at the office? I feel like it was while we were there at your house on Timber Creek. Like, it's been a while. He's been working on this project.
Well, I don't know. We've been in this office for 3 years.
Yeah. So,
and then we were probably in my apartment for 6 months. And then so it would have had to been close to 4 years if that's the case.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to remember where he first brought it up and what he was starting to work on and where it became a beta tester. And so I've had a personal account there that's kind of been a beta tester. Went through it originally, and he's done tremendous work with it. When we started the fund and started buying notes with the fund, we ran everything through Your Land Loans. My other business, I was always too scared to just get away from everything because you have so much stuff and information in this one software that we had. And I got an email this weekend by Stripe, yesterday, night before, plumbing breaks in the wall, get an email from Stripe that says, "Hey, we think you're a restricted business. Unless you want to appeal it, we can get through it. You no longer can process your cards through us." Which hooked to the dashboard I was using. So I'm sitting there going, "God dang." And then I go to Your Land Loans, and this is not a sales pitch at all. If you have it, great. If you don't, I mean, I recommend it. But hit import loans, and it took all the information from the other dashboard and dumped it in there for me. I thought Peyton was going to spend the next weekend working. And now she's not going to have to work all weekend, and she's going to get to do whatever she does on the weekends. And JT saved her. So I think she probably owes JT a treat, like probably a cookie bouquet or something, because she didn't have to re-enter all that loan information. But, man, huge shout-out to that, because that's one of those things that, you know, I didn't transfer over because I didn't know how easy it was. And so today they're pushing out their credit card thing, which is basically the exact same I was paying with Stripe. Plus I have a GeekPay or a MoonClerk thing, so I'll cancel that. So net-net, I'm the same. Cheaper with ACH. I'm going to offer a credit to my borrowers if they switch to ACH to give them an incentive to do that because it will save me money over the course of the length of the note.
Two things. One, I think you just kind of brushed over, and if people caught it, they're probably like, "Wait, what?" You said like a break in the plumbing in the wall or something.
Yeah.
Like that. You just kind of brushed over that.
Yeah.
So flooded your house.
Flooded.
That's
my...
what he meant by that.
Yeah.
We had two things all at once.
We were walking on a waterbed, as my wife put it, in soccer practice, and she calls and says, "Hey, there's water on the floor." I'm like, "Wipe it up." You know, me just being what it is. "Well, how much water is it?" "It's on the floor. It's everywhere." "Well, what does that mean?" "The whole area." "What's an area?" Like, I work off numbers and measurements, not just generalities. And she says, "It feels like our whole bedroom's a waterbed." And when I got home, she was right. It was a whole waterbed. So we pulled out about 20 gallons that I can count by the amount of buckets I rang out towels into and the shop vac, a little over 20 gallons. I don't know how many gallons ended up on the floor. But it's dry now. We rented a dehumidifier and some fans, had 5 fans running and the dehumidifier running for about 36 hours. So I think we're going to clear. Plumbers are working on it now, so I'll know what the actual the damage and what that's actually going to look like.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the other thing, like, I remember back in the day when we all started this thing, Stripe was such a big deal to run your, like, Stripe didn't like when people ran it.
Yeah.
So there was kind of a workaround by using MoonClerk.
Yeah.
Right. And then I don't know why it got shut down, but did they finally catch on or something, or do you know?
I have no idea. They just said, hey, just a recent review of your business, it looks like you are you're doing real estate transactions, but it's a restricted business. And I said, well, yes, but I also do consulting and coaching on it. So both, and that's how I got around it the first time they went through. I said, hey, it's a coaching consulting business. And that was able to do it. But I think that they just said, hey, we see certain dashboard attached to this because MoonClerk is how I run all the coaching and consulting, but it back ends through Stripe. So it is one of those things, you know, we talk about so much as like today we're talking about refocusing and, you know, you have these things like this pop up and you're going, oh shit, I got personal. I got my phone's blowing up. You got personal and you got business and it has to happen now because it's not something that's just like, yeah, I can let it fester. But then you wonder sometimes when this happens in people's lives, what that does to their business. And, you know, we've said it time and time again. It's the fundamentals. It's the basics. And you have to do them every time without fail. And you have to put your processes in place for that. And so when you have something that goes awry, the fundamentals are there to get you back on track and keep your business moving in a forward direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for me too, like adding on to that, I don't know what's special about this week. I think we kind of talked about lunch, like the weather has just been crap, you know, just not really feeling like going to work. But
yeah.
So I'm just like sitting there and when I'm sitting there, I'm looking at Facebook and I see what feels like hundreds of ads.
Oh, dude.
For land. And
yeah.
And systems and softwares and all this stuff. And it's so easy. This is what I've been thinking all week. It's so easy to get like caught up in what you think you need now.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, well, I've been doing mail and mail still works, but God, maybe I do need to do this.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need to do that. And then all of a sudden you're not focused on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you're so focused on what they say mail's dead, but so maybe I should get out of it. Right?
Yeah.
And then we know, just like we've said it before this week, but like running the playbook.
Yeah. Right?
Things work. You just got to focus on it.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, and this was a blog topic for Jake Huddleston. He's been on the show a couple times. He's been in the office with us at times. He's been around for a while with us. That was his first blog post that he put with Huddleston.com. And I think he's starting to write a little bit just to kind of, you know, ease his mind and some of the ebbs and flows and the woes of being an entrepreneur. And that was one of his things is, you know, he kind of echoed that. He said, hey, I'm seeing this all over this. How to get to the seven-figure business. Now it's the eight-figure business. I'm going to make your land business an eight-figure business. And and it's this echo chamber of one-upping and giving you the new shiny object. And I think there is a place for adding to your business, whether, you know, we've been direct mail from the very beginning, right? It's hard for me to say direct mail is the only way you can get leads because I know it's not. I know text work. I know Ringus voicemail works. I know going on lands.com and looking for listings and buying on market works. Mm-hmm. All these work. And I think the big thing that we've said all this time is generate your leads and process them. Now, if you aren't doing those core fundamentals by generating leads, whether that is I need to get so much mail out, I need to look at so many listings, I need to have alerts online to where it's notifying me when something new hits the market, you're not doing those core things, your business isn't going to move forward. If you're changing what you do every time, like, ah, so-and-so made $60,000 getting on a text message, so I got to do my whole text business. And, you know, there's a piece to doing the research and development for your business and adding to it. And we've kind of talked about this, and I've talked about it some as well, is the marketing stack of how we're marketing. We are running our core business the way we always have, but we're looking at other softwares to add into that to make it more robust. Because if you're not improving your business can die on the vine.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. And going back to Jake, it's really funny because I was sitting there thinking that stuff, and then I saw him put his blog post out.
Uh-huh.
So I just sat there and read everything, and I was like, dude, this is awesome. I commented, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. And I thought that too because it felt the reading felt deep.
Yeah.
It did. And so I didn't know I still don't know what is a whole.
If there's an intent behind it.
If there's an intent, yeah, or if he's just trying to get feelings out. Either way, it's great.
I think it's more of a journaling slash, and he hasn't told me that, but I, you know, we've had plenty of conversations like that, and I have lunch with Jake about once a month, and, you know, you can tell his pulse by that, and I, you know, great guy, and I think that we all kind of go through this because we have said this, even though we have each other and we've had each other to bounce these ideas off, it's entrepreneurship's lonely. You walk out of the office, it's you and you. some days you just feel like you got your ass kicked. And there's weeks, there may be months that you go by that you just got your ass kicked every day, and it just doesn't feel like it's productive. And I can say that my businesses continue to produce at the level they produce because of the consistency of doing the basics, the fundamentals of the core things that I know I need to do. I'm not chasing the rabbit all the way. And you go, well, Justin, you started a couple other businesses. How does that work? Those don't mess with the core business. They don't change that. We still do that. Now, as I was talking about earlier, you know, the research and development side, the R&D side to your business, should you add in something? If you do all direct mail, should you add in text or ringless voicemail? Yeah. Should you stop doing your mail? No. You add on to it to see if it can help generate more. And so if you're going to buy a software, so we've been testing out softwares here to automate that for Peyton, because as an acquisition manager, her job is to acquire property. And I don't care how she does it, it's to get leads on the board. And if she doesn't have the tools to do it, it's my job to provide the tools and get the stuff that she needs to make that happen. So as we move through this and we say, okay, hey, our direct mail side's being pretty consistent. It's got a little weird the first quarter of the year, but it's still starting to pop back up. How else can we squeeze some more juice out of this fruit that we have? We have a list. We can skip trace it, you know. There are other coaches here that have some things that were better than ours. I found skip tracing what we were paying 10 cents. There was one of the coaches, the Land Method guy, Jonathan Havlis. He had skip tracing. It was like 3 cents. Okay, great. That's amazing. It's not ones against the other. It's using the right tools for your business to grow it. Mm-hmm. And I think we have shown that throughout the years of other content creators and other people that are in this niche and putting their tools out there and said, hey, look at this. These guys really have these things that work. You know, we tried Follow Up Boss and Drop Cowboy and looked at, I don't know, 15 other softwares to see what we could get to work and make it all work. And it's not working as good as we are. Now we're going to look at a different software once we get through the payment pandemonium and get that changed. And we have it just queued up. And so Peyton has her project next week. So
is Drop Cowboy a real thing?
Yeah.
It sounds like a bar. Maybe a gay bar.
It sounds like the sandwich at Jake's Hamburgers. You know, it used to be called the Hot Cowboy. They call it the Hot Hickory now, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was like, I want that Hot Cowboy on my mouth when I rode into Jake's a couple weeks ago, and it made it gay.
Yeah, you did make it gay.
I think that's why they got rid of it. But, it's you know, when we say refocus, Adam, I mean, what goes through your head, you know, the big thing on that?
Well, I mean, my thought is when someone is doing well at one thing and then they get tied up on other stuff and they forget about.
Okay.
That's what when I'm like, we need to go back and refocus on what's work.
Yeah.
What is working. Yes, you can add all this other stuff in, but if you're consistently getting results from one thing, mm-hmm. and then you get caught up in all of the shiny new stuff, mm-hmm. and you try and move on to a bunch of different things and forget about what's producing, that's when you need to, okay, hold on.
Yep.
Let me refocus back on what works and then figure out what you've said, add things on top of it.
Yeah, layer on. I agree. I think we've lived in this echo chamber of everybody's got these million-dollar ideas and they want to sell you on the funnel. And I mean, we can call a spade a spade, and I'll do that as a podcaster. In most situations, I'd say 99% of them, if it's content be created, whether it's podcast, it's, you know, influencer stuff on Instagram or Facebook, it's to get you to be part of the funnel, right? Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
You know, your funnel may be different than my funnel and why we started the podcast, but originally we wanted to teach people how to buy and sell land, help their business get better, but ultimately wanted to fund their deals, right? I mean, and consult with them and, mm-hmm. and teach and coach. Mm-hmm. So we had a funnel there. There's not hiding anything. But what we think is that, oh, this guy's got the end-all be-all. He's got the simple button, you know, the easy button from Office Max. Dick goes, and now my business is just going to, I don't want to price it. I don't want to sort it. I don't want to do anything. I just want to hit the easy button and collect cash. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
I mean, I wish it would.
Yeah.
But, and there's a whole lot more today, because back in our day, we had to walk up the hill. You know,
yeah,
but
it was snowing.
Yeah. We did it both ways.
You rode a Porsche to prom. It was so long ago.
Yeah, I rode a Porsche to prom.
A horse.
I thought you said Porsche.
No, horse.
I was thinking, no, I don't think I did.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah. But still, you got to do the work, and you need to focus on what is working.
Yeah, and I
lose track of that.
And I would say that, you know, it's easy to talk about, like, because the big thing is the different ways you're marketing to get your leads. That's a big thing. But even in your core business, on the backside of it, if you set up things that you need to do weekly, that you have to do them weekly. You just can't just avoid them, because when you don't, there's a reason it was put in place. You know, you miss 1 week, okay. You miss months, then you're like, oh shit. You don't take the right pictures. You don't do the right marketing with your Facebook push out. You know, your marketing channels to sell, you're not doing those right, or you're not checking in on the ads on your realtors to make sure they actually have them listed, or they have good pictures, or they have the right content in there. Mm-hmm. So yeah. All the process. Plan, do, check, and adjust. It's pretty simple.
I like that. Plan, do, check, and adjust.
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. Well, that's a good spot to leave it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, that's it for today then. As always, do us a favor. Go to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all the places. Like, rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Appreciate it. Love you.
See you guys.